you know the supermodel from the 90s, Paulina Porizkova? She was married to Rick Ocasek, the lead singer of the Cars.
Yes.
Okay. So their saga is kind of interesting. There was a lot of drama in their marriage. They were together for a really long time. There was that point in the 90s where all those like really hideous rockers were all marrying supermodels. It was a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like the uglier you are, the hotter your wife ended up being. So they were together for a long time and had a pretty good marriage, had a couple of kids, and then they got divorced, but they were still kind of in each other's lives. I think she was still living at his house. They actually didn't live too far from my apartment. They had a townhouse. So I think it's a giant townhouse. So I think that she was still living there after they got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So he died. Remember a couple of years ago, I think he had heart surgery and then he came home and then died anyway, mm-hmm. is what ended up happening. So I have been following her on Instagram since that, only because friends of mine have said, you got to see her. She's falling apart on Instagram. And she doesn't get on there and say, oh, I miss my ex-husband. He was such a great guy. No, the opposite. She's like, I have all this emotion built up towards him and it wasn't good and I'm not happy. And I just, every day I question my life. And she's been totally falling apart. And she's these big, long soliloquies all about herself and her life. She'll post a picture of herself, like a model photo of her now, like, hey, look at me. And then underneath, it's like this whole long story about her life. So the latest one was that she had gone to Costa Rica in a desperate attempt to change her scenery, she said. And when she got there, as soon as she got off the plane, you know, you hand your passport, and her passport had expired. So they went to put them back on the same plane, and she flipped out. She was like having a nervous breakdown and screaming and crying and like shaking so badly they had to put her in a wheelchair and wheel her back on the plane to send her back to the United States.
Because she's losing it.
She's losing it. But you should see, like, you know, I've seen people on Instagram where like they post a picture and they tell you like a little story underneath. Like, this was a great day. We had a lot of fun. You know, my boyfriend's mother had just come in from Florida and I'd never met her before. And you hear the whole story and then you're like, okay, so that's the story behind this picture. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She's on there like it's therapy. It's so out there. And I'm like, girl, don't you have one friend, just one friend to go, dial it back a little bit. Just dial it back a little. It's a little much, Paulina.
Hmm.
So my girlfriend Robbie and I, we've been following her for a few months now and sending links back and forth. Like, can you believe this? Can you believe that? Well, finally, Page Six got on it. And this whole thing that happened to her at Costa Rica, they finally posted this whole saga. Think about it. Like, you were a supermodel in the 90s. You were like really special. Everyone knew who you were. You were super famous. And, you know, I think it's hard for some of those women to age.
Well,
you know, she's in her 50s now.
The other one is Elizabeth Hurley. Every day she's on some website in a bikini. She's taking bikini shots of herself mm-hmm. every single day. She was in the Daily Mail today in a bikini looking hot as hell.
Uh-huh.
But I think her whole life now is trying to get back at Hugh Grant for cheating on her.
Oh, interesting.
So that's why she's going on. I mean, it's probably 5 days in a row now she has posted bikini shots of herself. And she can. I mean, she looks amazing.
Yeah, you're right. That's her whole thing are all bikini shots, but she does look incredible. I mean, yeah, she hasn't missed a beach. And it's not like, it's not a photo where you can Photoshop it. It's her frolicking in the sun. So you can't Photoshop that. That is actually her and what she looks like. And she just looks amazing.
Yeah. And there's one of her in the bathroom in a one piece taking that photo. Yeah. The whole time she's going, Hugh Grant, look what you lost.
Yeah. And I look at every single photo here. It's just her with her legs up or her. Yeah. There's so many bikini photos.
Mm-hmm.
How old is she?
She's 55 now.
Whoa, good for her. See, I look at her and I think good for her, because here's why. Underneath the picture, she just writes, like, one of them, there's a double picture of her and she writes double trouble. That's it. Just a little comment, just a little like, hey, here I am. Here's another one where it just says all dressed up, you know, so it's not weird. It's not weird. Here's Paulina. Your support and love has been immensely helpful. That said, I want to clear up some misconceptions. If you follow me because you believe I'm a tragic romantic widow, you may want to unfollow. While my love for my husband was steady and my trust in him absolute, I was clearly delusional. I believed I knew him. I believe we had the same definition of love. Grieving him is an emotional equal amount of heartbreak and rage.
Unfollow.
And she goes on and on and on. Yeah. So these are two very different experiences.
Yeah, unfollow her and start following Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh, yeah, I'm all over Elizabeth Hurley, following her immediately.
Yeah, because she's not going to tell you any of that. She's just going to show you cleavage. That's it. Cleavage and her tight-ass stomach, and that's it. That's what she's going to show.
And making you feel like one day you'll be 55 and you'll still never look like this.
See, now you have something to strive for. You can be 55 and look like Elizabeth Hurley.